morning. My name's Monty Rowland with Monty Design in Morrisville, North Carolina. We're a product development firm, and we enjoy designing stuff, to put it plainly. This morning, I'd like to take a few minutes and talk about style boards. Style boards are a great way to lay out very difficult information in a way that most of your stakeholders and constituents can get their arms around, and give them a structure which people who are not as visually oriented or, let's say, design language articulate can give you feedback as far as what type of style, what type of look, what kind of aesthetic they want for their product. As consumers and as designers and engineers and marketers, we all see things in our daily life that we like. And like's kind of a rough word for in the design world, but there's things that resonate with us, that get our attention, that are part of a design of a product that make the product more desirable or more usable or give it a nice aesthetic. For example, you just don't see a lot of ugly Ferraris. But that Ferrari is made up of millions of small decisions that were made in the design. And those small decisions contribute to the overall beauty and grace. Lamborghini the same way. When you design a car, there are millions of decisions made by designers, engineers, marketers, production folks. And so what a style board allows you to do is to grab a group of those decisions or one of those decisions and display it graphically. And then show it to folks and get them to do the same thing so that you build up this design buffet of opportunities. So I know that sounds like a lot of mumbo jumbo, but let me explain why it's not and what it is. With a style board, your first activity is to start gathering images of products that have something to contribute to the design of your product. That may be a rear quarter panel of a car. That may be the handle of a hammer, the color of a tree, the how something feels when you pick it up. And so a good way to track that and put it together is to start saving images. So you can do a style board digitally, you can do it in an analog fashion, that's completely up to you. But the idea is to build up a database, a viewable database of images. I think one great way for a style board is to put them on the wall, then everybody can see as many as they want to at once. Whereas if you do a PowerPoint, you're constraining it a little bit. But so that way, we've got this database of images that everybody can see. And we've also asked stakeholders to contribute images that relate to the style or the design or some design decision or engineering decision that they would like to see brought forward in the product. There again, you may have a stakeholder that says, you know, I really like how the trim on my house comes together in the corner in the color. And so at that point, you've got an image that focuses in on that area, and then as you're meeting and you're trying to get an understanding of what your stakeholders want you to design, now what you can do is put up that style board, show that image, and get reactions from the other stakeholders and get some interaction between all the stakeholders. So it may be that you've got to throw that image up and 9 out of 10 stakeholders really like it, and you may throw another image up and 7 out of 10 can't stand it. So this way, you have been able to communicate something that would be very, very difficult to communicate in words. And we've used people's expertise for knowing what they like and knowing what resonates with them. We've used that expertise in a very positive and interactive way that helps us move forward quickly. The advantage here by getting this type of feedback early on in the project is to avoid missteps where what we've done is to jump in, design something, get a bunch of digital assets in place, sketches, renderings, animations, and stakeholders, the client looks at you and says, that's not what I want. So instead, this way, we've looked for those hard to define parts of the vision for the product from the stakeholders and put them in front of everybody graphically and drawn them out. And so that lets everybody contribute to the product by showing what they like from other products and what works well from other products, and also gives you a way to maybe not quantify, but at least catalog items from the buffet that you want to bring into the design. So the style boards are straightforward, inexpensive. It's an exercise that yields great results, comes together quickly. Sometimes it's hard to get folks to give you images, but if nothing else, this way, even if it's a one-way conversation and you're just providing images from your design research, it's still a very valuable, inexpensive tool to use. If you have any questions about using a style board, please don't hesitate to give me a call at 1-800-722-7987 or email Monty@Monty.com, MONTIE@MONTIE.com. Also, please visit us on our website at www.Monty.com. Have a great day. Monty Rowland, signing off.